Live from the Jukebox Junction Restaurant here in Bethel, North Carolina, it's the Brett Chappell Show, along with head football coach Brett Chappell. This is Chad Upton. Black Bears last night, big win over Polk County, firing on all cylinders. A number of plays, I think, that we would argue were memorable. But your kids got out there and hustled and played really hard. You got to an advantage early, coach, and it's good to get that win before you go into the bye week now.
No, it was really big, especially coming off the loss last week to Greenville. I thought it was important for our kids to come out and play well early, but to be able to sustain that, and I thought our kids did a really good job of that from the, you know, first quarter all the way through. I thought we saw some really good things from, you know, what we call all three phases of the game, from the kickoff and special team stuff. Also, we gave up the one long return, on that kickoff team, but we also forced a turnover on the kickoff team. So thought we had some really good things there. You look at us offensively and defensively. A lot of players last night got to play, but you saw a lot of guys getting out there and making plays. Some names that maybe we haven't mentioned as much, you know, was out there doing some things, but it's always good to come off of a loss like we had last week and come back and rebound and have a really big win. And I thought our kids did a really good job of that last night.
Do you think that the kids were able to anticipate a difference in maybe the speed,
you know,
from last week to this week?
You know, the big thing for us is, you know, we were preparing this week, was really selling to the kids it was going to be another environment like what we were at RS Central. You know, we were going to be dropping off the mountain. We were going to be on a grass game. It was going to be flat, still going to be hot, still weather still hadn't turned yet. And there were just so many things. It was just comparable to that RS Central game. And so we really stressed to the kids to not play like that. You know, we started out good down in RS Central and started out quick, got up, and just kind of went flat. And so we really preached to those kids to sustain it, you know, all the way through. And, again, I thought our kids learned, you know, a valuable lesson down at RS Central, and I think it paid off last night.
How much and how important do you think it was for you to get that opening drive going and doing the things that you want to do? That really, I think, carried the rest of the evening in terms of offense.
Rhythm, yeah. You know, big thing, rhythm. I thought our offensive coaches, Coach Gibson and Coach Warren and Coach Mathis and Coach Morgan, thought they did a really good job prepping our kids this week, getting them ready for what we were going to see. Quarterback was very comfortable last night and was able to do some things and spread the ball around. I think I looked at it and we had nine different receivers and seems like we had nine different ball carriers and seven different receivers. So a lot of kids touched the ball last night. Thought we spread it around really good, and makes it difficult on defenses to key in.
You mentioned the throwing game. Seemed like we had a lot of room to throw over the middle of the field. You were able to mix that up a little bit with the run game. And again, there were some things open in the middle of the field again.
There was. You know, Corey, looking at his stats, he was 14 of 17 for 261 yards and two touchdowns and had that one interception. And again, just spread it out. I mean, we didn't have. Hunter Davis, led the team in receptions last night. He had four.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just a good job distributing, rushing the ball, same type deal. Jonathan had the most carries, and he only had six carries. Mm-hmm. So it was just a really good balance that we had last night. I thought that would be probably a really good word to use, a lot of balance last night offensively.
I thought the special teams, and we'll talk more about this, I'm sure, but I thought the special teams was outstanding. You know, save the single play where they were able to return inside the five. I remember, you know, on several occasions, both the tackling and the ball placement I thought were really, really good last night. I thought Cam had the best punt that I've seen him have all year. I mean, a bomb. But you guys, again, I think as we typically do when we're playing well, we're able to really control the game within the idea of field position. We were starting on short fields. They were starting on a lot longer fields, and we were able to keep that going throughout the game too.
You know, I think that was really key, especially in the first quarter. I went back and looked last night and watching some film. You know, I think maybe the first two or three touchdowns were only like four-play drives, and we were starting on the 50 or better each one of those drives because of what the defense had done and set us up. And, again, you mentioned the special teams. We had one punt inside the 10. We had a turnover on the kickoff. We did have a touchdown call back on the punt return. You know, Devin got a nice punt return back. You know, we just had some Hunter Smith played really well last night on the kickoff team. Had some really big hits. Obviously got that fumble down there. It was just it was one of those nights where things were clicking for us, and that's always fun to coach in.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brad Chappell Show on WPTO.
The first county hospital in North Carolina, Haywood Regional Medical Center, has tended to all medical needs with the same compassion since 1927. With Joint Commission and Chest Pain Accredited Hospital, an outpatient care center, urgent care clinics, and hospice care facility, our campus provides a safe space for everyone who needs it. Keeping quality care close to home, we have 13 physician practices, including family medicine, interventional cardiology, internal medicine, OBGYN, urology, surgical specialist and orthopedics, and in-network with all insurances. Visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
Back to the Brett Chappell Show this morning. Again, a lot of things we saw go really, really well last night. You mentioned Corey's maturation and his poise back there. You know, what was it, 14 of 17? By far, I think, his best night. But thought you guys, again, gave him a chance to, you know, to make the throws that he was comfortable with. And it certainly helps when you're able to mix things up, obviously, with the run game. We found some room to run both in the middle of the field and getting outside to the edge. But, you know, again, you know, from the offensive perspective, when we're playing well, seems like we're very balanced. And you mentioned this, and this is a great point. Got a lot of guys that probably deserve and can make do when they get touches, and able to spread it around certainly makes it difficult in the long run, I think, for teams to be able to plan against you.
Absolutely. 418 yards of offense, had 16 first downs, 157 yards rushing, and 261 yards passing. You know, I mentioned the nine different guys that rushed the ball last night, seven different receivers. Again, it just comes back to the being able to distribute the ball the way we did. And you got to talk about the guys up front. I mean, really good blocking. Kept Corey clean most of the night. Good job on the run blocking, too. Again, we were probably, if you looked at us up front, we were probably outweighed again from the offensive line standpoint to their defensive line. But I thought our guys did a really good job in opening some run lanes for Jonathan and some of those other backs that were in there in the backfield with Corey. And again, a lot of it's got to do with what you mentioned, you know, Corey maturing and coming through it. You know, he's starting to build a really good relationship with Coach Gibson, and you know, they're doing a really good job working with each other through the week, and you know, helping bring him along. And it's always cool to see. I mean, you got a young kid that's you know, thrown into the limelight a little bit and in front of a you know, big crowd, and expectations are high, and it's nice to see him coming along.
Was there anything that you saw last night that you hadn't seen that is something that you want to think about and work on going into the bye week?
You know, there's always going to be, you know, bits and pieces that you're going to look at. Obviously, there's some things that we'll add as we go along. We've got open week next week. Probably the biggest thing for us is to try to heal up and be as healthy as we can be. You know, I thought we moved around really well last night. The guys that did get to play, we still had some that were, you know, sidelined last night, but we should be good in getting those guys back, you know, when we start conference play here in a couple weeks. And but again, it was just it was a fun night to coach, to be a part of, and everybody got involved, so that's always good.
I was impressed, and we talked a little bit about this at the onset. You know, we've talked a little bit about this going through the year, of this particular group and how they go about their business. I got there a little earlier than I typically do, and I watched them after they unloaded their stuff in the locker room, and how they really led themselves. I watched them, you know, form those two lines and walk right down the middle of the field at both hashes, go around the goalpost, and sort of come back, literally studying the field and the grass and under their feet. And again, no one really speaking or you know. Doing anything other than, you know, focusing on what they needed to focus on at that point. But it all felt like it was very much led within themselves. It wasn't like one of our coaches had to be there to make sure it happened. They take this stuff very seriously. I'm very impressed with, I think, the mentality of this group and this team that you've got right now, too.
It is a really good group. And, you know, I mentioned it earlier, we wanted to make sure we've kind of learned as we've gone along. And I thought we learned a lot last night from what we did at RS Central. I thought we saw a totally different team in pregame and how we warmed up.
Right.
Just the mental aspect of it, I thought they were dialed in, you know, from the very beginning. And we talked about that. Obviously, you're not doing your job as a coach if you're not trying to learn from your mistakes and teach your kids. And certainly there were a lot of teachable moments from that game, you know, a couple of weeks ago, because there were so many things that were just like it, you know, going into this game. So it was a it was nice to see. I know what you were talking about last night as the kids walked out, and I sat up on top next to the field house and the concession stand and watched the kids walk out. And, you know, we always tell our kids to make sure to respect another team's home field, stay off their logo, you know, make sure you go around it. But you could tell that the kids were ready to play. You know, we could tell when we got off the bus that they were focused. Felt like if we had a couple of breaks go our way, that it could be a really good night. And, you know, that was the case for us.
Last night, we talked some about this. You know, that Polk High School and football program right now are having some tough times. And I can, you know, I think tell by the atmosphere on the home side where we were broadcasting that was sort of apparent. But they've been through a whole lot, really, in the last year or so. And that's got to be a lot of weight. Did you have conversations with their head coach in the last couple of weeks? And did he talk some about, you know, where they are and what he's trying to do to keep everything still together?
You know, I talked to Coach Hollis, and I've known Coach Hollis for a while. You know, back when I was at East Henderson, you know, we played against those guys. So, you know, we've had that relationship. You know, and he dropped off into South Carolina for a couple of years at T. Johanna and then came back, you know, and been at Polk County for the last couple of years. And you could tell, I mean, we had some conversations. Obviously, they had the, you know, tragic death of one of their really good players back before the season started. And they've had some injuries. You know, starting running back got hurt. You saw a couple other guys that were out last night. And when you're a smaller school in numbers, you know, that catches up to you. And, you know, we knew Coach Hollis would have his bunch coached up last night, you know, from how he prepared his kids to his assistant coaches and all of those things. And, you know, Jamie, who is his defensive coordinator, you know, has been with him a long time as well, and got a chance to talk to him. But you can tell, I mean, when a team is going through, you know, difficult times like that, you know, it can be hard, hard on teams and hard on coaches. And, you know, but we knew they would be coached up, you know, the best it could be. And, you know, it was, again, it was just, last night was just about us getting off, getting started, and maintaining as we went through the game. And again, I thought our guys did a good job of that.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Hometown Hardware can help you prepare for fall with a 20-volt lithium blower sweeper, $94.99, or a steel leaf rake, $6.99. Aviation snips, left, right, or straight cutting snips, $11.99, will help out with all your pruning. Protect your eyes while tackling all your yard chores with Nakura Safety. Soft and flexible, only $11.99. 10% off all canning items like canners, jars, and seasoning packs. Hometown Hardware also has your holiday craft sprays and paints. Hometown Hardware, your big box alternative.
As a community, some of the best times happen when we come together under Friday night lights. But it's not just about the game. It's about watching our kids play their hearts out. Pardee UNC Healthcare and Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics support student athletes in the training room and on the field by providing medical services to 19 schools throughout the region. We are honored to be entrusted with the health and wellness of those who mean the most to your heart. To learn more, visit PardeeHospital.org.
Coach, I know how proud you are right now of the way your defense is playing. Continue to fly around. You know, Dad mentioned this, and we talked about this on the way home last night. I thought tackling last night was as good as I can remember, and, you know, really making sure that those, you know, the opposition knows that you're there, and they certainly will be feeling it, I'm sure, this morning too. But again, good tackling last night. Defensively, you guys continue to really be able to hang your hat on that night in and night out. And it seems to me that so far we haven't had any slumps around that. Again, it's good. It's a good place that you want to be able to hang your hat as a football player.
Well, without a doubt, you know, the defense is the backbone of our team. We knew that coming into the season. We knew that that's a place that we could be really good. And certainly Coach Rogers, Coach Hannah, Coach Early, Coach Cagle, Coach Francis, those guys have done a really good job of preparing our kids. You know, and I mentioned that with the offensive guys too. I think the game prep, the week prep has been really good this season in getting these kids ready to go. But we've got a what I feel like is a very mature bunch who understands the importance of everything we do every day, from all the drills that we do, that everything that gets set up. Just think that they take it seriously, and it just helps us prepare that much better. Defensively last night, we kept them under 100 yards. They had 98 yards of offense, had 7 first downs. You know, we had a pick six that was in there as well. And you mentioned flying around the defense. And it's not just one kid. You know, you start to see a lot of names when you're looking at tackles and, you know, disrupting plays. And obviously everything starts with us up front, just like what it does on the offensive side. And Taryn and J.D., are playing really well up front. Merrick's right there with them. You saw Tucker Lokerson last night. Played both ways for us, offense and defense. Cam's in there as well. And then you got your good linebacker sitting in there behind them and the secondary behind them. But just thought that they just worked really well together. You know, we put the defense in a bad position there last night on that one long kickoff return that Polk County had. But, you know, you're always looking for those big breakaway plays. When those things happen, will you have somebody that will try to run them down, or will you have kids that will just stand and watch?
Right.
And even though that was a long play that kind of went against us, I really liked watching the hustle of our kids not give up on the play and try to get them down before they got into the end zone. And it was important for them, you know, not to let them in. And, you know, even when we went down there and defense got on the field, that was what you were hearing from the sideline. Don't let them in, don't let them in. And, you know, I know they ended up scoring, but that's always nice to see as a coach, is that you got your sidelines bought into it and you got your players bought into it.
Well, I didn't see that was on your sideline. I couldn't see what the crease was that he found on that particular return. What was that?
You know, the big thing that happened, we actually were unblocked. We had about two or three guys that was unblocked, and we got down there so fast, we blew right by him.
I got you.
And one of them missed him. You know, I was laughing with Brian when he got back to the sideline, and Brian was a little bit lazy after he got his kickoff, and he's usually one of our safety guys, and he didn't push close enough to the sideline and gave a little bit of a gap right there. Number 20 was a really good player for him, but it was nice to see our guys track him back down. Like I said, I was aggravating Brian as he came across through there, and Brian's a good soccer player for us, for our team, soccer team, and I was laughing with him. I said, "I'm glad you didn't try to slide kick him."
Yeah.
He said, "I thought about it, Coach." He said, "But I'm pretty sure I'd have got a penalty." And I said, "Oh, you'd have got a penalty, all right."
Yeah.
But you know, like I said, it was fun to be able to interact with the kids during the game like that. And you don't get that very much.
Was he trying to find the turf on? You know, I noticed that. You know, that sort of intermediate kick, you know, really high, trying to get it somewhere where it was difficult to manage. And that paid off one time. We got a kid muffed it, and we were able to get the football right there. But it's a little bit, seems like to me, a little bit different technique right there last night on the kickoffs.
We were starting to, you know, try some different things out, trying to position kick a little bit, you know, giving Brian an opportunity to do a couple of different things, a very talented young man. And, you know, just trying to use his skills the best we could. Of course, Angel, you know, came in last night with the extra points, did a good job there. we actually gave
Tanner
an opportunity to try extra point last night.
And, I watched him with his arm try to line it up first.
He was very disappointed because he hit the first one and we had the penalty.
Mm.
Or Polk County got a penalty and we had to decline it or take it, either one. And we ended up declining it, and he had to line up again. He missed it. So he was I told him, I said, "That was your one shot, buddy. That's all you get." So
the thing about it, though, I thought last night, too, is that you don't see the uprights like that much anymore. That's got to mess with your ability to line up if you're a kicker, right?
There is some, you know, when you go down there to Polk County and the stadium and the way it's set up, and what was unique is I played in that stadium in 1993. And the school just got built in 91, so it had been about two years old. It used to be Polk Central High School and Tryon, so they brought the two high schools and merged them and made one. And so it had been a long time since I had been down there in this stadium, but it's a throwback, you know, the nostalgia. You can feel it as you go in, and, you know, he's got the sign on the field house, you know, as you go in, and it's just, it's neat, you know, being the only school in the county, obviously, and they, you know, had a chance to recognize their track team at halftime, you know, state championship, and that's always huge. I knew some of the track coaches from my days of being at East Henderson when I used to coach track as well, and got a chance to talk to them and congratulate those guys. And you know, it's nice to be able to have that camaraderie. You know, you got a lot of respect for programs and coaches you've been around for a while, and I enjoy that part of it too.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTF.
Are you planning a special event, opening a new business, or updating your current sign? Call SignServe to renew your business image. SignServe offers the highest quality of custom-made signs, from banners, vinyl signs, vehicle lettering, and more. SignServe experienced staff is more than happy to help find the best product and work with you from start to finish. Call SignServe at 828-755-6743. SignServe backs the Bears.
Haywood Regional Medical Center is committed to providing the highest quality care possible, all conveniently close to home and in-network with all insurances. As a part of Duke LifePoint Healthcare, Haywood Regional Medical Center is supported by Duke University Health System's world-renowned leadership in clinical excellence and quality care, and LifePoint Health's extensive resources, knowledge, and experience in operating community hospitals. Visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
Conference play over, got your team in a really good shape in terms of, you know, going into conference play, able to drop the single loss to Greenville. So you go into the bye this week and got to feel pretty good about that. But you wanted to spend a little bit of time too talking about how well your JV team played this week too. I jumped out to a very early margin, kind of like what we saw last night, and really again defensively for them, was able to hold Polk to just, it seems, going back and remembering that sheet, them to a limited number of points and yards in that game too. Again, JV program continues to be successful as they have been for quite some time now.
You know, it was really nice to see. You know, every time, it seems like every time we start a season and we get some young kids in that we haven't seen before and hadn't had a chance to work with, just so many question marks, you know, about how good the team can be and where we feel like we might be able to be successful. And, you know, if you would have started, you know, in this season and had the conversations with us and what we saw early in the preseason, certainly surprised would be a really good word about where we're at.
Yeah.
I think our JV team has come a long ways from where we were at, you know, at the beginning of the season. And we're doing some things that I didn't think that probably this team would do, and how we're successful on offense and defensive side. So it was, it's been neat to watch these kids grow and get better. You know, being undefeated right now, you know, obviously going into the open week too. And, you know, as a program, and I know you guys have heard me say this before, and we look as not only the varsity but the JV too. So as a program, we're sitting here at 9-1 right now. And the one loss was obviously to a really good team out of Tennessee, you know, who's going to go on and have a lot of success there and their bracket and where they're at there as well. But it's really good to see where we're at. But I think I think the coaches have done a really good job, and I think our kids have done a really good job buying into what we're doing. And you're seeing the team, again, the JV team included on the Thursday night, you're just seeing a team that I feel like is very well prepared.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's bragging on how our coaches are getting them ready during the week. And it's just so many things go into it. But it's been a really enjoyable season so far. And when you have seasons like this, they fly by too quick. And you don't get to spend as much time with the kids as you'd like to. And certainly this season is no different. You know, we're already at the halfway point in the regular season. So, you know, we're going to try to enjoy next week on the open date and, you know, spend some more time with those kids and start prepping and getting ready for our first conference game.
By my count last night, 60 games or so that were not played, week prior, probably 40 or 50, perhaps, that were not played. There were some games played, I know, earlier in that particular week in Eastern North Carolina, but I think you've got a number of high schools right now. They're now looking at needing to make up two games, probably going to be even more after that. I know that I mentioned last night Craven County schools will not be in school again all next week. They've already, they will have missed 2 weeks. Not sure that a lot of these programs are going to have anywhere to play if when they do get back into school. What do you think plays out in terms of, you know, the state's decisions about how to address the playoff structure this year?
You know, there already has been a lot of conversation with it, and I think probably the reason you've not seen any decisions made so far is because they're just not sure what's going to happen once these schools get back in session and when that happens. And just what we have seen happen in the past, and like 2 years ago, you saw us extend the regular season by 1 week. So essentially we had, at least for us, because we weren't affected so much by the, you know, the weather, we had two open dates.
Right.
You know, you had one in the middle, and then you had one before you went in the playoffs. And, you know, that can be difficult on teams, especially if you're hot at that time. For us, it was actually a really good break, you know, because we had lost to Brevard and felt like we just didn't have our team where we wanted them to be at. And the open week really helped us, and we made a good run, mm-hmm. went into the third round of the playoffs, mm-hmm. got into December, mm-hmm. which was awesome. But we needed that. So it can go a lot of different ways. I think it's all in how you, you know, try to prepare your kids that week, and because you have no idea who you're going to play.
Right.
I mean, that open week, because the state's not seeding anything.
Right.
So it's just like a preseason week of practice. I mean, you're trying to get back to some fundamentals, but you really don't have a team that you're preparing for.
Right.
So I think you're probably going to see those decisions made probably sometime this next week and get a better idea about where we're at. But so many schools affected. You mentioned how many games last night, and good teams.
Yeah,
I'm not just talking about teams that, you know, aren't going to make waves. I mean, the 4A state champion that beat AC Reynolds last year is from down there, New Hanover in Wilmington. I mean, they're a part of it. Southwest Onslow, who you always hear about. You know, you got Edenton Holmes is down there, and you've got Hoggard, and I mean, you got some really good teams. Havelock.
Yeah.
Havelock's right in the mix of it, you know, that's having to move games and do those things. So, you know, I hate it for those schools that are having to deal with that. And it's just it's one of those things that you just can't predict, and you just got to roll with it the best that you can. And you know, that we don't want to take away anything from any of those schools that have had some success, because those seniors only going to get one opportunity,
yeah.
at it. So I know the state will go back and look at that and try to help those schools out the best that they can. But you know, we'll wait and see where we're at. We know we're open next week, and you know, we'll try to heal up and get ready for that 5-game conference push.
Back with more in a moment. It's a Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
As a community, some of the best times happen when we come together under Friday Night Lights. But it's not just about the game. It's about watching our kids play their hearts out. Pardee UNC Healthcare and Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics support student-athletes in the training room and on the field by providing medical services to 19 schools throughout the region. We are honored to be entrusted with the health and wellness of those who mean the most to your heart. To learn more, visit PardeeHospital.org.
Smathers and Smathers Attorneys at Law are proud sponsors of the Piscataquis Bears. Pat and Zeb Smathers offer full legal services, including civil litigation, personal injury, domestic and criminal representation, as well as wills, estate planning, and real estate. Serving you from 118 Main Street in downtown Canton. Smathers and Smathers Attorneys at Law. Call 648-8240.
Segment this morning, Coach. Again, give your kids a chance to take a little bit of a break, I think, perhaps to some degree this week before you really crank it up again and get prepared for what is a very good conference schedule that we have with all of our teams going into last night. I think the overall record was 26-3 or 4, something like that. Again, very difficult conference slate that we've got this year. Everyone is having some success.
A very comparable conference. I mean, when you look at, you know, the records like what you mentioned, you got teams that just so many places that just everybody looks the same. You know, just really comparable teams. It's going to be very competitive. I mean, you're going to have to bring it, every Friday night. It's going to take a special team to go through the conference without a loss. I feel like you're just going to have, that much on the line each Friday night. Got some really good teams. It's had some success so far. I think probably the biggest thing is once we get into it, can we stay focused for that five-week run? Can we stay dialed in? Obviously, injuries and things like that will play a part in it as well. And, we'll try to do a good job in maintaining our health and having our kids prepared and ready to go.
Back with well, that's just about it for us. I know Brett has got to get some things taken care of. Obviously, this week with again taking a look at some of the kids that have been some issues, but we'll look forward to getting those kids, all completely healthy before we go into the bye week. I know you want to mention one more thing, Coach.
We've had a chance to reach out into the community here over the last couple of weeks. We've been doing some renovation stuff up there in the field house, and had a chance to work with Mr. Wilbur Davis down at Davis Furniture and his grandson, Zeno Lancaster. Those guys were able to help us out, with some things that we got put up in the field house, and just wanted to make sure we mentioned that. Certainly we're fortunate enough to be in a community where the businesses, local businesses, want to help out and do those things, and just wanted to say thank you to those guys and, any of the businesses that have helped us before. It's really nice to have that support. It's important to us as coaches and the kids as well, and really nice to see, but want to make sure I said that this morning. Appreciate that help that we got from those guys, and looking forward to the open week. We're going to take Monday off, let the kids have Monday off, and try to get a little bit away from football and enjoy their afternoon, not having practice and all of those things, and we'll get back to work on Tuesday and go from there.
Yeah, we'll be off again next week, the open date, be back 2 weeks from last night, 6:30 will be our air time, 7 o'clock kickoff as we go over to Smoky Mountain. Coach Chaplin and I will be here, though, next Saturday morning at 8.